Andrew Schneider here, following the Eagles' 76-35 domination of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont in the district finals, with one of the seniors, EJ Fransman, one of the big men on this team. And EJ, this just has to be a fun way to win. Your guys got up early, spread the ball. Everybody got to get off the bench. Your thoughts about how you guys played and how fun it was to be on the court tonight?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to play like that. I think we prepared really good for this game, so it was just nice to see that preparation come into action and get a big win.
It feels like to me a big turning point in the season for you was DCG. You guys were really disappointed after that second game with them, and ever since that contest, I've called, I think, all but one of your games on that road, and it seems like there's been something different with this team. What did you guys learn from that loss, and what did you guys really work to improve to make it to where you've won most of your games and the only loss was a close one with Pella?
Yeah, I think we just knew we had to just keep going at it at practice and just keep playing our game, kind of, and just come back better.
Well, and a big piece of this has been defense. What are the things that you guys, you think, have done well defensively? Against an Eddyville team coming in that averaged 73 points per game, what were the things that were clicking for you on defense?
I think we communicate good on defense, and then we also have a lot of hands. We're pretty long, so it's nice to get long arms into the lane and in the passing lanes.
And how critical was it for you guys to A, stay out of foul trouble, and B, get a big lead? What does that do for you defensively when you know that you can be more aggressive?
Yeah, I think that's a big part, because then we'll play more aggressive. When there's not so many fouls being called in your team, you can go get more steals and long ones.
Block shots, too.
Yep.
That's kind of what
blocks.
You guys do in the post. And obviously, you know, you're a rotation player, but you guys go really deep. How important do you think that's also been to this team, especially tonight, where when you got the lead, you could go to the bench, you got to get in early, and Danny and all these other guys, how much do you think that helps the starting five, that you guys can come in and give good minutes and protect a lead?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot. They can kind of relax while we just kind of take over for a little bit. And I think it'll help a lot in the playoff run that we're hoping to go on.
Well, and you're two games into what you hope is a six-game playoff run, as you mentioned, and coming up a big rematch. Des Moines Christian, obviously a very good team. They knock off PCM 58-47 to advance, and it's a team that gave you fits in the second half of that game back up at the Well. What do you remember about the Lions, and what are the things you think you need to do well if you're going to be going to state?
Yeah, they were a good team. I'm excited to go play them this year, or
second time around.
Saturday, yeah. I think we got to stop Witty a little bit more. He kind of went off against us last time. And then just play with more hands and just, I think, better defensively is one of the key.
Well, and it feels like you guys are playing much better than you were against them at that time of the season. And I imagine you want to replicate what you did tonight. It probably won't be a 40-point win. Let's not kid ourselves. But I imagine what you did well tonight has to translate to Saturday.
Yep.
So, any final thoughts? What do you think it's going to take to beat Des Moines Christian Saturday? Or what do you think, for this group of seniors, what would it mean to be able to be one of those eight teams playing back at Wells Fargo Arena?
Yeah, it'd be a big deal. We played there earlier, and I think to actually like win our way there would be pretty big for us.
It'll be an awesome run. We hope Saturday is a lot of fun over at Pleasantville, taking on Des Moines Christian. That's EJ Fransman, one of the senior members of this team, joining us after a big win over EBF 76-35. EJ, it's been so much fun to watch this team, and we hope Saturday's special for you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.